Hand of Providence. The Strong and Quiet Faith of Ronald Reagan by Mary Beth Brown. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with WND Books, a division of Thomas Nelson Publishers. I'm Chris Fabry. Forward. Hand of Providence is a story of faith. It is an inspiring story of how a seed of faith is planted in the life of a young man by a diligent and caring mother, how that faith blossomed and changed his life, and how, through him, that faith changed America and the entire world. This book highlights my father's deep reliance on the providence of God and the Christian principles by which he lived. Most writers that have written about him fail to recognize the role his faith played in his life. Mary Beth Brown understands how faith can determine our very own destiny. Growing up as the son of first a governor, then a president, has not been easy. There are both advantages and disadvantages in being looked at as the son of anybody. And during the time of my father's presidency, my life was filled with many challenges and personal trials. However, the person I could most often turn to in those difficult times was my dad. He had a way of putting everything into perspective, and I believe his determination and perseverance came from his relationship with the Lord. Dad often shared with me the discussions he had with Billy Graham, relaying how much he treasured their time together and how much he admired Graham's work. Even now, with his ever-failing health, there is a certain peace that comes from my father, and knowing one day we will be reunited brings me an even greater peace. Nell Reagan played an important role in both my sister Maureen's and my life. This book finally brings her out of the shadows of history, how proud my father would be. She was pivotal in developing the Christian values our family has today, and for that we are so grateful. She was always dedicated to helping others and touched the lives of so many. My father is a godly man. He loves God. When he decided to run for president, he didn't do it to raise himself up, to be admired, or to have others think he was great. He didn't do it out of selfish reasons or because it is the most powerful position in the country. He did it out of duty. He believed God had called him to run for president. He believed God had things for him to do. I hope this book not only brings you a better understanding of who Ronald Reagan is, but deepens your commitment to the Lord. The greatest gift my father ever gave me was the simple knowledge that I would see him in heaven one day. I pray you are there with us. Michael E. Reagan. The following is an introduction recorded by the author, Mary Beth Brown.
Introduction. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. On a magnificent day in June 2001, I stood on the lawn of President Reagan's ranch, Rancho Del Cielo, and took in the glorious sunlight, surrounded by vast and beautiful scenery. Because of my husband Floyd Brown's position as executive director of Young America's Foundation, the organization that saved this special place from destruction, I have had incredible opportunities to meet interesting individuals closely connected to America's 40th president. On this particular June day, I was with Michael and Colleen Reagan. Michael, who is an outspoken Christian,